It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We will get to NFL winners and losers in a second. Before that, a quick plug for our friends at Trados. Grain marketing made easy with Trados. Trades.com. Bill, what do you have today for Trados?
Well, I want to just talk about ability and availability. And that's what Adam Ickes has. Him and his wife, Lindsay, participated in a Dancing with the Stars competition fundraiser, and they won it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they won it. I saw the video. They did, and Adam was dressed as Elvis, and they did an Elvis song. I think it was Heartbreak Hotel.
Jeez.
It was incredible. Those two just crushed it. But down in Missouri is where they're really crushing it. They're just crushing it. John Lenhart does commodities like Matt Leinhart. Does it just like the star quarterback for USC. He knows what he's doing. He's got Missouri up and rolling. It's incredible.
So he's just state of Missouri?
Yeah. John Fonner's down there. He works with Drinkwitz directly, and he also does commodities in Missouri. So him and Drink get together. They talk they talk about leadership plans, and they get together, and they take those straight to commodities. So Missouri now is just, they're right there with Iowa and Nebraska in their commodities because these guys have taken over.
Man.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Trade-offs.
The football interplay.
Yeah, the football interplay and interwoven to have that kind of knowledge. You have someone that's winning Dancing with the Stars and also a farmer from Page who set up this incredible company. And also he's in the quad states now. He's quadding. He's doing quads.
Ickes.
Incredible.
But dressed up as Elvis and won Dancing with the Stars. Go figure.
And then he's got John and John down in Missouri, just kicking ass. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's incredible.
Life is good.
They're doing well. Because you don't win Dancing with the Stars
unless
you don't have commodity sales good. Because you can't leave the house. You don't leave the house. I can leave the house. Commodity sales are down there. We can leave the house. Go ahead, get an outfit, honey.
Yeah.
Let's go
out
there.
Think how much work they put into that.
Oh, a lot of work. That's what he has the time. Yeah. He has the time because that's what he does. He's a worker. He's from Page.
God dang.
Lindsay's from Holdridge.
Yep. The great city of, we love Holdridge.
Yes. Well, vacation Holdridge. Go ahead, Jake. Thank you very much.
The website again, gotredas.com. GOTREDAS.com.
Okay, Jake.
It is time for a Week 10 edition of NFL Winners and Losers. Here we go. This is sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread, the king of all the tailgates. And it's chili season, so you might want a dollop of Fuhrer's in your chili.
Whoop! Right in there.
Bill is a big advocate of that.
Yeah,
big
sounds fan. Great.
Yeah, it's really good.
It does.
Number one on the winner's list, because they are 9-0, it wasn't pretty, but the Chiefs keep finding ways to win. They win 16-14 over Denver. We all know the 35-yard kick was blocked by Leo Chenault. A game you thought, hey, this is going to be their first loss. Nope. 9-0. Nope. 15 straight wins for the Chiefs.
How hard it is to win 15 in a row?
They have not lost since Christmas Day of 2023.
The Raiders.
The Raiders in Kansas City. Yeah. That's right. People say, oh, this is the end of the Chiefs. Nope. They won 15 straight since that game. Incredible. Chiefs 9-0. It's not always pretty, but 9-0 is 9-0. Number two, speaking of not pretty, the Lions go on the road to Houston, a playoff team, potential Super Bowl contender. They're down 16 at halftime. They have five interceptions thrown by Jared Goff, one TD, five picks. And they win the game in regulation, 26-23.
Goff.
Head scratcher.
It's a head scratcher. And it's a head scratcher to lose that game if you're Houston. They didn't score a point in the second half. Yeah. The Lions defense showed up in the second half, and they did enough to win the game. More than all of us, it's hard to win a game throwing five picks.
In the NFL?
I'm going to say in the history of the NFL, it's probably been like five games that's happened. I don't know how many. We had five picks, and we still won the game.
Lions are 8-1, and they showed that they are human, but they won the game. Now, number three, Steelers.
Russell Wilson is getting it done for Pittsburgh. 28-27, entertaining game. Three touchdown passes for Russ. They look good. They beat the Commanders, and again, they
big on the road.
Justin Fields had was okay the first three games. Russell is better, and they just keep winning football games. Defense playing really well. Russ looks good. He fits with Mike Tomlin well.
Russ, the Russ revival is very appealing to me.
Yeah.
Because he was left for dead in Denver. He was left for dead.
He was.
He really was not that bad last year. The first year was bad with Hackett there. Year two, this was fine. Just didn't win games.
I think it's pretty crystal clear what's going on. Like that. It's like, who runs the team at Pittsburgh?
Tomlin.
I don't know if that was the case at the Denver when
Hackett,
when Russ was there. The stories you heard about of what was all going on there. I think
like him having his own office.
Yes, his own office.
Big entourage.
That was the word. Yeah. That obviously didn't work there, but I don't think that's happening in Pittsburgh. I think it's pretty clear who runs the football team.
Yep.
Number four winner. This is odd. For the first time since 1998, the Bills won at Indianapolis.
Really? Since 98?
The Colts have caused them problems. Formerly AFC East rival. They went to obviously the AFC South in the early 2000s, the Colts did. But 30-20, Bills over the Colts. Wasn't always pretty, but the Bills are 8-2 for the first time since the 1990s.
Jeez.
And they've been good under Josh Allen. First time 8-2 with
the team that was
in rebuild mode.
I love that fan base. I hope it gets super cold. I love when they go to the Bills game and there's snow packed into the stands.
And the stadium's really dark, too. Yeah. It's like they need new lighting. Just saying.
Number five, because they snapped a losing streak, the Dolphins are finally in the winner's column for the first time in a month. 23-15 over the Rams last night. Next two games up, Raiders and Patriots in Miami.
Jeez.
There's a path to 5-6, and then Lambeau for Thanksgiving night.
Ooh.
We'll be about 10 degrees in Lambeau.
Yeah. It'll be cold. It'll be chilly then.
To the losers,
get hammered.
The Cowboys are... Yeah, they will get hammered. I'm aware of that. The Cowboys are in complete disarray.
God,
34-6 losers at home to Philadelphia. Cooper Rush was not good in replacement of Dak Prescott. The defense is bad. Everything's bad. The Cowboys are falling apart.
Is Prescott done for the year?
He is done for the year.
He did the surgery. He's doing the surgery.
Out for the year. They're giving up on the season.
What a joke that is. What a joke that franchise is. I'm serious. How can it be that bad? I mean, it's kind of, they put so much into it and they get nothing. Terrible season.
3-6. 3-6 and they're done.
They just get drilled at home. I mean, drilled on their own
field. It was never a game.
No.
It was never a game. Cowboys 34-6 losers. Number two, this one was surprising. Now, ever since the Hail Mary of the Commanders against the Bears, Bears have been dead. Yeah. They lose to the Cardinals last week, 29-9. They lose to the Patriots in Chicago, 19-3. They're 4-5. They lost three straight games. If they just knock down the Hail Mary, they're 5-2.
Yeah.
Now they're 4-5.
And they would keep rolling that karma.
I wonder about that. I wonder if that play that you covered had an impact on the entire
absolutely
franchise.
Well, because the last two games they have not been existent.
It's so frail. So fragile. The winning and losing, how close it is, how hard it is to win. Everyone knows like that. It's just hard to win, and it's way harder in the NFL because why?
It's all even.
Yeah. The salary cap, all the stuff. It's all even.
So when you hand one to somebody,
when you just give one away,
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Number three loser, the Jags. Even though Trevor Lawrence was not playing, they're at home. They put up 7 points. The defense played fine. Held Minnesota to 12. They scored 7 points at home. 12-7. It wasn't a horrible weather game, I recall. I think it was okay. They lost 12-7 to the Vikings. They're now 2-8 on the season.
2-8
and going nowhere fast are the Jags.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson, I think he's a fine coach. It's not working this year. He'll be out of a job.
Jeez. Peterson's a good coach.
And they're on to someone else, I'm sure.
It's hard in the NFL. Yeah.
The Jags reset every 2 or 3 years. It's kind of what they do. But it's what it is. Number four loser. In the game that was in Germany, the Giants lost to the Panthers. 20-17. Panthers beat the Giants. Giants now 2-8, and right now they'd have the number one overall pick in the NFL draft if the season ended today. Your colleague Robin Washington is just in hell right now.
Who is the number one pick right now?
Well, they got to get a quarterback. Daniel Jones, they gave him a big contract. He's bad.
Who is that?
They failed that.
That's a good question.
Is it Shadur?
Yeah,
Cam Ward? It could be Cam Ward possibly. Yeah.
Shadur's getting a lot of mention.
Good football. They need a quarterback. I would say one of those two guys for sure. Number five loser, the Falcons.
This was incredible.
The team that had lost seven straight games, the Saints, have an interim head coach, Darren Rizzi. The Saints win 20-17. The Falcons kicker, who's been great for years, Young Wei Koo, missed three kicks in the game. And the Falcons fall 20-17 to the Saints, ending a seven-game losing streak on the season. Did New Orleans in that game.
Three missed.
So the Bucks kicker, sorry, the Niners kicker, Jake Moody, missed three kicks, but got redemption by winning the game with a field goal. Young Wei Koo did not get that redemption. He missed three kicks in the game.
49ers specials are bad. They're bad. 49ers specials are horrendous. They have been.
There's a fight on the sideline.
Yes.
There's a fight.
Tebow. Tebow pushed a long snapper. He did. He pushed a long snapper. It didn't look like the long snapper went after him very hard. I think Debo commands some respect.
Probably.
The sixth bonus loser is me. Not for the Dolphins game. For me, leaving the Chiefs game early and missing the block.
100.
I am a loser this week.
100.
Because of I could have seen a really cool play. I mean, a team had won 15 straight games.
Don't peel that band.
That's what I did. I'll take an L. It's fine. There you go.
Blocked!
Block.
You heard it on the radio.
I heard the radio.
What a call by Kevin Harlan.
Mitch Holthus also was great in the call for the Chiefs broadcast on the radio, which I heard.
Got blocked.
On the way
I
home.
Mean, when there's a kick blocked in a football game, it's unbelievably cool. I mean, it is like, and then when you hear that, the call, it makes it even better.
That is your NFL winners and losers, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, our topic is previous head coaching spots of college football coaches. Where'd they come from? Where'd they come from?
This is directly be really hard. This is going to be really hard.
I don't feel good about
this. This should be in our wheelhouse, Bill. Come on.
I don't feel good about anything.
Yesterday we won.
You won.
Nice.
You were an absentee, but we won. Thank you, Steve. We'll try to get to 2-0.
464-568-5. Shut up. Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Our topic today, previous head coaching spots of college football coaches.
Okay,
here we go.
You guys feel okay about
it? Yeah, I think we should feel fine.
Okay. Matt, how do you feel about previous head coaching spots of college football coaches today?
I feel decent today.
All right.
See how it goes.
Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Matt, first question goes to you. What school did P.J. Fleck go to Minnesota from in 2017?
Oh, man. I don't know. L.A. Rams.
Is he from the NFL's Rams? No. No.
I'm glad he guessed.
Yeah.
Western Michigan.
Yes.
Brilliant.
That is correct.
We both had that one.
Lead for Sip.
Okay, this is big.
This should be easy, really.
What school did Matt Campbell go to Iowa State from in 2016?
Ooh, directional, a MAC school. No, Bill, help me.
I'll jump in. Toledo.
Not directional MAC school. Thank you.
Toledo.
I think I would have said Eastern Michigan.
Lead is correct. Bill's been utilized. 2-0 lead to stay alive.
Toledo. Matt, I got to get that question in my mind. Toledo.
Matt, Toledo. Stay alive. What school did James Franklin go to Penn State from in 2014?
Seriously, Jake?
Vanderbilt.
Fancy.
Brilliant.
Now we're in trouble. Now we're back in trouble.
Have some fun.
Well, Sip it. It's just
have
you.
Some faith.
Bill has already been utilized, so it's just you. For the win.
We'll get this.
What school did Neil Brown go to West Virginia from in 2019?
Please tell me you don't.
Don't do this to me, Jake.
Bill, can I help you?
Neil Brown?
Yes, he went to
He went to West Virginia from somewhere?
Yes.
Arkansas State.
No.
Don't say it. Matt, you have to get this right to go the tiebreaker. What school did he come from?
Got no idea.
Good.
Take a guess.
Good. Don't guess.
Don't guess. It's just
can I pass?
No,
yes. if you want to lose the game,
yeah.
Pass. Forward pass.
I'd say
pass.
Any school.
Swing pass.
Swing pass.
Arkansas State.
Bill, what was that answer?
Troy.
He was from Troy. That's
Troy. Troy.
He beat Nebraska here in Lincoln in 2018.
Oh, great.
You covered him.
He was in Lincoln.
A big upset. He covered him right here. Interviewed him after the game.
Andrew
Bunch. Interviewed him after the game.
Nice try, Matt. Call him down the road.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Damn it, Jake.
Yeah,
Neil Brown was part of
it. He was the coach of that team.
Yes, yeah. The game that Andrew Bunch was quarterbacking because of injuries to Martinez and Jebby, who had already transferred out.
Neil Brown was that coach?
That's correct.
Wow. Did he ever coach at Arkansas State?
Not that I know.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, this is for Bill. I'm excited about this question. Bill, Mike Gundy has been head coach at Oklahoma State for 255 games. How many wins does he have out of 255?
Okay, 255. 158.
Sip. Ooh, the first number that popped into my head was 176, so I'm going over.
169, right in the middle of those two. Okay, 86. Fair. He's 169 and 86.
Yeah, we weren't far off.
He's lost seven straight games, but he's 169
Ooh, he's
and 86.
Lost seven straight games.
Yeah, they're not going bowling this year.
Yeah,
said to me, hey, you should call Gundy and talk to him about Holgerson. I'm like, King, I want to talk to me about Holgerson. He's lost
right
seven
now.
Straight games.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Sip
up
simple.
Here.
Yeah. You don't want to talk to me. He's lost seven straight.
Rough.
Seven straight.
Great overall record. Rough year for Mike Gundy.
What's happened?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening there.
They were good last year.
They almost beat BYU a couple weeks ago, and they just have fallen apart.
Almost doesn't do it.
It doesn't. The spillover,
yeah, they had BYU beat.
They did. Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.